Well, Jane Ace is making strides in her plan to marry off Neil Williams' mother to old man Neff, so Neil won't have the responsibility of looking after his mother, and then he can marry Mars. But Mr. Ace is not making headway in his deal to handle old man Neff's real estate. Yesterday, Jane got old man Neff to call up Mrs. Williams and make a dinner date. Neither Marge nor Neil knows of her plans. Our scene now is the Ace's bungalow, where we find Marge on the phone, Mr. Ace busy with a pile of business papers.
Well, sure you come out, but what's so important you want to talk about? Oh, Neil Williams, stop making me so curious and tell me what... Oh, you're a national menace. Yes, we'll all be here to welcome you with open arms. Yes. Goodbye. Well, I wonder what's on his mind.
What?
Well, that was Neil. It's very important he come out to see us about something, but he wouldn't say what.
That's nice.
What's nice?
What?
Well, you said that was nice. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm busy, Marge. Please let me finish this, will you?
Oh, go right ahead. I noticed you've been in a kind of daze all evening. What's up?
Well, it's a deal I'm working on that I hope I can put over.
Oh, something new?
Mr. Neff.
Oh, him. How is he since he got that attack of indigestion here the other night?
Well, I haven't heard from him since then. He had me worried for a while. I thought he was playing hard to get, or even worse, I thought he might have gone to some other real estate broker with his business.
He's a pretty shrewd dad, isn't he?
And I'll say he is. You should have seen the time I had with him when he came to the office asking me to take over his real estate. He doesn't pay more than 3% commission, take it or leave it.
Oh, so that's his attitude.
Yeah, but I'm still holding out for the usual 5%. Of course, I will take 4 if I have to. That's what I'm figuring out now. He does a lot of trading in a year, and it may be worth my while to handle it for less than I usually get. It's quite an account.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry I disturbed you. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have let Neil come out.
Neil? Is he coming out?
Yes, that's what I've been telling you.
Oh, what's on his mind?
Well, I don't know. He wants to talk about something, and he wants us all here when he comes.
Well, we'll be here. I wonder what it is he... Isn't he working nights?
Yes, but he gets off for supper or something, and he's going to run out and say...
Did I hear the phone ring before?
Yes, Jane, I've already answered it.
Oh, who was it?
Neil. He called up to say he's coming out.
Oh, that's not... Well, isn't he working?
Yes, but he's taking a few minutes off. He wants to talk to us about something.
About what?
I don't know what it is.
Will you two please pipe down?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to do some work here, or if you'd like, I could go to my office.
Oh, no, dear. Neil's coming out.
Well, I'd like to finish before he comes. This deal means a very big thing to me if I can get old man Neff to sign up. Jane, when you were over there this morning...
Yes? What's that? Jane went over to see Mr. Neff?
Yes,
I just went over to find out how he's feeling, that's all. Because after all, he did get sick over here the other night.
Oh, that was thoughtful. How is the old man?
Oh, he's fine, Marge. You remember that medicine Neil's mother said she'd fix for him?
Yes.
Well, she sent him some, and he's feeling marvelous.
Well, Jane, what was I going to say? Oh, yes, when you spoke to him, you sure you didn't let on that I was worrying about not having heard from him?
Oh, no, I acted like it didn't matter either way.
What?
Well, I told her to act like I wasn't anxious to get the business.
Oh, I see.
You see, I hadn't heard from him for about 4 days, and I thought that maybe he lost interest in me. You see, I was holding out for the 5%.
Oh, I didn't mention anything about that. We just talked about how he was feeling and about the medicine Mrs. Williams sent him.
That was nice of Neil's mother, you know.
Oh, yes, and he knows it, too. He said he wanted to do something to show his appreciation. He wanted to recuperate some way.
Well, he did recuperate, I think.
Oh, yes. He said he was going to call her up and thank her and maybe ask her to go to dinner.
Go to dinner? Don't tell me that old skinflint is actually going to spend some money.
Oh, yes, he's there.
Yeah, I'm tickled to death he's in that frame of mind. You can see what it means to me if he's in a good mood.
Yes, but I'm surprised he loosened up. Are you sure, Jane, that he's going to call up Neil's mother and take her to dinner?
Oh, yes, he said he was. He said he wanted to recuperate. And I
said, well, I can't get over it. Anybody but old man Neff. I never dreamed he'd go social on us.
Well, you never know about things, Marge, until you try. I never thought he would either. It's interesting to meet different people and see what they say and do. You get to know why the other half lives.
All right, now, Jane, why the other half lives.
I wonder why Neil's coming out.
Well, I don't know. He wouldn't tell me. He said he wanted to talk to all of us, and he asked if we were going to... Say, I wonder if it has anything to do with old man Neff.
What do you mean?
Well, after all, it's his mother. He may not like it.
Won't like it. Now, he's going to spoil everything.
Well, why?
Jane, will you please pipe down? I've got all these figures I have to go over.
What figures?
The figures of his deal that I'm... you wouldn't know about that.
Well, pretty good at figuring things out.
You can't help me here. All I wanted to make sure about was that old man Neff didn't get the idea that I was anxious to hear from him.
Oh, no, I told him it didn't matter either way.
When he mentioned it, you mean?
Oh, yes. Whenever he started to say something about the business, I kept saying that it was nice of Mrs. Williams to send over the medicine. And he kept saying it sure was. And then he said he was going to show his appreciation.
That's the part I'd like to know more about. I can't imagine Neil's mother going out to dinner with anybody, much less Mr. Neff.
Why not?
Well, she's a nice, quiet lady who lives a retiring sort of life.
Oh, well, that must be Neil, I guess.
Well, now we'll find out what's on his mind.
Oh, I knew I couldn't get any work done here.
I'll let him in, Jay.
I should have gone back to the office where I belong.
I wonder what Neil wants there.
I don't know what he wants.
Well, you made good time.
Didn't want to keep you in suspense any longer than I had to.
I haven't given it a thought.
No, I bet you haven't. You're burning up with curiosity right now.
Oh, I am not.
Well, good evening, folks.
Hello, Neil. What's the matter?
Matter? What do you mean?
Well, Mama said there was something wrong.
I didn't say there was anything wrong.
I didn't either, Jane.
Well, you said you were wondering what he wanted to talk about.
No, you're not much curious.
Well, what is it, Neil? I've got a lot of work to do here.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were busy.
Well,
that'll keep. Go ahead with your story, Neil.
Well, I want to find out something about a gentleman named T.Y. Neff.
I thought so. Mr. Neff.
Well, what about Mr. Neff?
Well, what's he done?
There's something in the paper about him?
No, this isn't newspaper business I'm here on. This is more or less personal. That is, if I can call my own mother personal business.
Oh, your mother?
What about your mother?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mom gave me quite a scare this evening just before I left for work.
Well, what's the matter, Neil?
Well, she up and told me she had a dinner date.
Oh,
that's what you...
With a man named T. Y. Neff.
Yeah.
So I says to Mom, I says, now look here, young lady. Do you know this boy well enough to be going to dinner with him?
Oh, Neil, you're so repulsive.
Oh, honey, go ahead, Neil.
And Mom blushed.
Oh, she did not.
Actually. And I said, who is this, Mr. Neff? And she said she met him at the Aces the other night when you were kind enough to have her over to dinner.
Yeah, they've had him over. He's a business prospect.
Oh, a business prospect.
Yeah, he has a lot of real estate he was talking about having me handle.
Oh, I see. Well, Mother didn't seem to know quite what he did. And, you know, we sons must be very careful whom we let our mothers run around with.
Well, he's just taking her to dinner. She gave him some medicine and he wants...
Oh, yes, she mentioned that, too. Seems Mr. Neff has indigestion. Mother says she fixed him some stuff she used to use.
Yes, and he wanted to recuperate.
You see, Neil, the truth of the matter is I've got a big deal on. I'm trying to swing with the old guy. And I...
How old is he? What's he like?
He's 54.
Well, it's not so bad. Mom's 51.
Yeah, Mr. Neff's one of those blustering old guys. More bark than anything else. But what I was going to say, I've got a big deal on with him. I haven't closed it yet. He's pretty shrewd, you know. And I want to put it over if I can, and it seems that this medicine your mother fixed up for him put him in a swell frame of mind. I might be able to do business with him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All I was interested in was finding out something about him. I didn't even know if he was married or...
Oh, no, he's not married yet.
Yes.
I'm 54.
It's Jim time, Jane.
Oh, this is so sudden, Neil.
Well,
I don't think it's anything for you to worry about, Neil.
Oh, I wasn't really worried. I was just curious more than anything. Mom knows her way about, and one sure thing she knows is people, human nature. I guess I inherit that from her.
Here.
I heard him.
So you just wanted to find out who he was.
Yeah, that's all. I just wondered who it was you had over for dinner that Mom consented to go to dinner with tonight.
She actually went tonight?
Sarah didn't know, I guess. She said they might take in a picture show after. I'm glad she's doing it. Must get pretty lonesome for Mother around the house when I have to work.
Sure, this will help break the monotony. And besides, it's helping me put over this deal.
I don't get that.
Well, don't you see, if old man Neff's in a good frame of mind, I can talk turkey to him. He'd be more apt to listen to reason.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Hey, how about cutting Mother in for a slight commission?
Oh, not me.
Well, if I put this over, I'll buy her something real swell. How's that?
Oh, I was only clowning.
Well, I'm not. This means a lot of money to me.
Well, that's what I wanted to find out about.
Now is your mind at ease?
Yes, ma'am. And now I think I'll get back to the shop.
Yeah, and I think I'll get back to my work here, too. I've been trying to figure out how well I can do with this old man if I let him talk me into that 3% he promised me.
I'll help you, dear.
You'll help me what?
I'll help you work.
Yeah, you do well with all these percentage figures.
Oh, I don't know.
Pretty good at figures, Jane?
Oh, sure, I can.
Well, you couldn't help me here, Jane. I'll have to work out my own problems.
Isn't that awful, folks? The way he won't let me help him when I want to.
But Jane, I think this is a little too difficult for you.
You better leave the arithmetic to your husband, Jane.
Oh, yes? Well, I can give you all some problems you couldn't do.
Shoot.
What?
Let's hear it.
Oh, all right. Listen, a bus with 14 people.
Jane, I haven't got time for that now. I'm busy.
See, he can't work it. That's why.
Oh, no silly problems. Anybody can work those. But
all right, let's see if you can. See who can come closest.
All right, Jane, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Well, a bus has 14 people on it when it starts out. It stops someplace, and 3 people get off, and 4 people get on.
Now, wait a minute. 3 off and 4 on. Yes, I've got it.
Oh, you have to do it faster than that.
Oh, we've all got it. Go ahead. These things are sensual.
All right, you'll see. Now, remember, a bus with 14 people to start with. 3 got off and 4 got on.
Go ahead.
Then it stopped, and 2 people got off and 1 got on.
Yes.
Then it stopped, and 2 got off, and 6 got on.
Yeah, 2 off, and 6 on.
Yes. Then it stopped, and 4 got off, and 3 got on.
Yes.
Then it stopped, and 1 got off, and 4 got on. You got all that?
Yes, I've got it, Jan.
You too, dear?
Yes, I've got it.
You sure?
Of course.
All right. How many stops did the bus make?
How many stops?
Well, that's the problem. Mr. Race didn't get correctly, I'm sure. But that's no problem at all compared to the problem Mr. Neff and Neil's mother turned out to be, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.